Surrey Council approved a $200,000 public art proposal for a new roundabout in Port Kells at Harvey Road and 88th Avenue at its July 14 meeting. The city's Parks, Recreation and Culture Department recommended artist Nicholas Krombach be hired to provide a work called Dancing Between Worlds, a cast aluminum otter supported by steel blades of aquatic grass to stand at the center of the roundabout. Councillor Rob Stutt said while the proposed statue is beautiful, he noted it will be located on a very busy thoroughfare. It's a very busy roundabout. And I question the sightlines that provides, if it inhibits sightlines through there. In my view, it would suggest more of a traffic hazard than an art form, Stutt said. I'd like to see that perhaps in the same neighborhood because it is reflective of the neighborhood, but I don't think that's the right place for it. A garden would suffice where drivers could see the traffic around them. Parks Department Manager Lori Cavan said this is currently a concept design and if endorsed city staff will then move through our next stages, which is a full risk assessment and working with engineering to ensure there is no compromise to sight lines. It is a common practice in many areas to have a feature in a roundabout and we will achieve a public art installation in South Surrey Athletic Park, in a roundabout, and that's been quite a successful feature. It was not a deterrent to traffic patterns in that area, she said. Councillor Pardeep Kunar noted City Hall is putting in a lot more traffic roundabouts throughout the city and asked if art installations will add to those as well. Cavan replied that roundabouts are high-profile locations and something that the community becomes very familiar with, so they do present a significant opportunity for civic public art embedded in the community, so we will continue to look at other locations for installations in roundabouts across the city. Meantime, Cavan noted in her report before council that otters are native to BC and live between two ecosystems, underwater and riverbanks. Nicholas uses this as a metaphor for Port Kells, she explained, which also exists at the intersection of worlds, the agricultural and the suburban, the man-made and the natural. One of the selection panelists commented that she has seen otters in a local stream. The intersection is a hub for the community, with the Port Kells Community Hall, Surrey Libraries, Port Kells Branch, local businesses, and a restored fire hall operated by the Surrey Firefighters Association nearby. As the area continues to grow, the city envisions this hub as a vibrant village center where local residents can easily access community amenities and commercial services. Pending council approval, the new roundabout will feature a significant freestanding sculpture in the center, Cavan reported. A panel unanimously chose the Kingston, Ontario artist from a shortlist of 8 artists after reviewing 60 expressions of interest. Krombach has staged exhibitions in Canada, London, and Berlin and has extensive public art experience with commissions completed in Kingston, Woodstock, and Niagara Falls, Cavan's report reads. The contract includes the artist's fee, design development, engineering, fabrication, installation, and maintenance.